Hello, Kim here. Quick note before the episode starts. I have been wanting to connect more with you all, and I think I've come up with a couple of options. The first one is, if you've ever thought, gosh, I wish you would talk about this, or I want to hear about this topic, there is now a topic submission form where you can share ideas or questions or links, and that link is in the show notes, so it'll help shape future episodes and also off-the-cuff videos I'm going to be doing on my Patreon for members only. And also on Patreon, the other thing I was hoping to do is to host some informal SLP support spaces, just like low-pressure spaces to decompress and be around people who kind of get it, you know? And if there's enough interest, I also want to include some education around burnout and secondary trauma and things like that. So if that sounds helpful, check the links in the show notes, send me some messages, let me know what you're interested in, and thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. This is Kim Neely, and gosh, it's been a heck of a long time since I've done any actual just audio recording for this here podcast. You might have been wondering what I've been up to all this time. Well, you also might have noticed, actually, that I do have a new look for my podcast cover and also on my website. Yay, I have a new design for everything. So essentially, I found a great local company to help me with just like branding and getting, you know, colors and stuff like that that works. So that's one thing I've been doing, is finding people to help me work on that. I polished up my website a bit now that I have a website that's much easier for me to edit, which is fantastic. So I can now add more on. I'm going to start blogging a lot more on there with some of my ideas and things. The other thing I've done is I've gotten a YouTube channel. It is now up and running. I only have a handful of videos. The podcast here is also being sent over to YouTube as well, so you can listen to it there. But if you're a visual person and if you want to just see me talking about stuff, then you can head on over to my YouTube channel. I'll put a link in the show notes below. And one of the things I'm going to do on the YouTube channel is add more videos about myself and my own unpacking of like ableism and anti-queerness and things like that. So, and maybe a little bit more of my own mental health journey. Because when I spoke at ASHA in 2023, I kind of unfolded a bit more of my own journey within what I was saying, and people found that useful. So if you are someone who finds it useful just hearing other people's journeys, if you're on your own journey and you just want other perspectives, maybe check it out. That's going to be stuff that's not going to be podcast episodes per se, because I don't think it quite fits in with the idea of just helping other people become trauma-informed. It's more like just helping people know what my perspectives have been and my experiences and things like that. So might have some spicy takes on things over there on YouTube. But yeah, so give that a check out if you wish. Gonna make some more blog posts, and a lot of what I post on the blog will probably become videos, but I might just write it out first, just if, like, while I'm sort of scripting episodes, I figure why not put, you know, make it into kind of a blog post and put some of my ideas out there that way, because I'm already doing a lot of writing for episodes anyway. This podcast, though, it's going to still be going. It's still going to be going. I'm going to film video of me recording while I go. So the audio might sound a little different in that sense. I'm probably not going to have quite as much freedom to edit my ums and uhs as much, because it gets a little, sometimes when you're editing the video, it gets a little awkward if you do like a jump cut. But yeah, I'm going to post the video on the YouTube channel and then also have the audio only available to you wherever you hear this podcast. And the next series that I'll probably be doing is an upcoming series on professional burnout and self-care and like all that stuff, the stuff that we're all dealing with that is so hard to unpack and to deal with. So hopefully giving some knowledge that might help people look into what you can do for yourself or for your organization, for where you work, with hopefully breaking a little bit out of our chronic burnout situation that we all find ourselves in. I'm going to do my best to be on social media a little more often as well, especially Instagram probably. And I will post in both Facebook and Instagram a lot, but between YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, those are probably going to be my main areas to be on social media a little bit more and a little more available for everybody. So I just wanted to give you that little update. And in the meantime, check out my YouTube channel if you wish to, if you want to just see what I've done. I probably over-edited my videos, and some of the videos I have up there right now are me without my Adderall, so I'm a little bit blobbity. But hopefully things are still up there in a useful way for folks. Anyway, thanks for sticking around. I guess it's been way, I probably should have made this announcement way before now, but nonetheless, thank you to everyone who has let me know that this podcast has been helpful and useful and that you really like it. That really does help me keep me going. My brain likes to sometimes tell me that nobody actually cares what I have to say and why are you even bothering? And then a lot of times I just push through that thought, but sometimes sometimes it's hard to push through it and I have to give myself a little break and a little downtime to kind of build my motivation up so that I can break through that voice again, if that makes sense. I think any folks out there who struggle with a little bit of the depression probably understands that. But it really does help hearing from people and knowing that what I'm saying is helpful. And that's really what I want. I want to just help everyone to heal a bit from how hard this world can be, quite frankly. So that's all to say. I'm excited to get going on some new stuff. Stay tuned. There will be more useful things coming out. And basically, if you just don't mind my inconsistency, I'm not disappearing anytime particularly soon or don't have any plans to do so. So anyway, I don't know how to sign off right now. I haven't even thought about that. Well, I guess just I hope you guys have a great however long it is till you get to hear from me again. But hang in there, school SLPs. Coming to the end of the school year. You guys have got this. You can do it. Yeah. And for all of my SLP peeps out there, just take care of yourselves. Be kind. Do something fun or relaxing or nice. Or like, if you just want to zone out and stare at a wall for a while, that's okay. Pull up some cute animals online. Do what you need to do to take care of you. And I will see you, I guess, next time. I feel like that's a really odd script. My brain does not like that because I don't actually physically see you guys, even if you see me. I know people use that though a lot. It just doesn't make sense. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, until next time. There we go. I need to change my script. So until next time, guys. Bye.